Bachelor Tim Robards and his wife Anna Heinrich have been in the tabloids a lot because there's been a lot of speculation over their marriage. Because Tim Robards was seen without his wedding ring at the Melbourne Cup. So everyone's been talking a lot about it. They've been seen together, though, at the Australian Open, and Tim has spoken out as to why he doesn't always wear his ring.
You know, I was never really a wedding ring kind of guy. My dad never wore a ring. And then when I got one, I was like, I actually like it. But now, because I'm playing a character that's not married, I have to take it off every day, and I don't want to lose it. So I just leave it up here and, you know, wear it on special occasions. Yeah.
So Tim is an actor on Neighbours, and that is why.
Yeah, it's a shallow pool factor for Neighbours.
He's good looking. That's the only requirement.
You're good looking and you've got a bit of profile.
Just take the ring off and
sure.
Let's go.
Come on, let's go. Let's give you a job. Oh, yeah, I love wearing my wedding ring. Mm. If I'm outside the house, I'm wearing it. I take it off at home. Mm. My wife leaves hers on 24/7. Sleep, shower, everything, ring on.
Really?
All the time.
I do that when I'm away, but when I'm at home... Mm. It comes off when I go to sleep because otherwise I end up scratching myself with it, like my face or something. It's terrible.
Yeah, you're a violent sleeper.
But I'm sure there are plenty of reasons out there as to why people can't wear their wedding rings. And so 13, 12, 16, we want to know why you don't.
Andrew, you don't? Why not?
You ever heard of a ring getting crushed on your finger and then it's called degloving, where it takes everything away except the bone?
I'm not a carpenter, and
I would not be wearing that ring.
Wearing mine right now.
Oh, that's horrible.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Alan.
Do you not wear a ring, Alan?
No, I can't. I'm in the mines, and we're not allowed to because of the chance of getting your finger degloved.
Oh, yeah, just heard about that. Don't want to hear about it again.
The term degloving,
But fair enough. Fair enough,
obviously,
Alan.
The degloving is a thing, right?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hi, it's Chris.
Chris, do you not wear a wedding ring?
Oh, I wear mine, but my husband can't wear his wedding ring. He was only married for like 3 months when he got his wedding ring caught on a piece of steel and it actually cut his finger off.
Cut his finger off?
Wow, so he's lost his finger.
He lost his finger from wearing his wedding ring.
Oh, wow. I have never heard of jewellery being so dangerous. This is crazy.
Obviously reasons for it. We'll take one more. Who's this?
No, it's Kieran here.
Hey, Kieran.
Why don't you wear your wedding ring, mate?
Well, I don't wear it because I can't. I'm a surgeon. When I operate, I have to take the wedding ring off for sterility issues.
Oh, that makes sense. Got to sterilize the hands.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I've lost a couple already, so I didn't want to lose another one. So we've got a brand new one, and I take it off and leave it at home on the days I operate.
You didn't lose them in patients, please. Tell me that.
No, thank God.
We're so incredible.